You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. I'm your guest host, Kyle Scheidler of the Center for Security Policy. I'm filling into the big shoes of my boss, Frank Gaffney, who is off tonight. Joining me now is Kevin Freeman. He's a colleague at the Center for Security Policy, where he's a senior fellow studying and really one of the few people who has mastered the art of economic warfare. And I wanted to talk to you, Kevin, a little bit about this situation with tariffs. We know that President Trump has proposed and is moving forward with steel and aluminum tariffs. And first of all, could you tell us a little bit about how that would work as we understand it right now and what some of the likely impacts will be?
Yeah, Kyle, it's good talking with you. President Trump pointed out in tweets, and that's the way he begins his efforts, political efforts, is they generally begin with tweet. And he talked about unfair trade practices, and the reality of it is he's observed something that's very true and very real. The Chinese have massive overcapacity in steel and aluminum. They've been producing enormous amounts of the stuff, and they've been shipping it around the world and using other countries to get their excessive production into the United States and other places. And President Trump said, we're going to look to put tariffs on this. And he did, as President Trump often does, he kicks you in the teeth, and then he begins the negotiation, so that you say, oh, no, you can't, you know. And good people like Larry Kudlow noticed this and said, has he gone away from the idea of free trade? Are we going into a trade war and so forth? And got quite concerned about it. And the president actually tweeted back, you know, trade wars are easy and we can win them, kind of thing, which scared all of the free traders everywhere. And they all came back and said, well, if he would target China, then it would be okay. Now, if President Trump had started off by saying we're going to target China, all the free traders would be arguing with him, oh, you can't do that. But instead, he said, we're going to do this. He kicked everybody in the teeth, and they said, oh, my goodness. And now everybody's back on the idea that maybe China does deserve to have some tariffs placed on these particular industries, and maybe we should be looking even further.
I'm talking with Kevin Freeman. He's the founder of GlobalEconomicWarfare.com, and there's really nobody better to talk to us about the current tariff situation that President Trump has announced. You were talking about Trump's negotiating position and how he has managed to get the free traders around to the idea that perhaps tariffing China on steel and aluminum wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
Well, even further, they're admitting the intellectual property theft that China's been conducting against us for decades. And so people, good people like Larry Kudlow and others who said, well, it wouldn't be so bad. And in fact, you know, I applaud the president. He's pulled it off again. I read that from Kudlow this morning. So actually, I think it's a good strategy, and I think it's an effective strategy. And we need to do something because the trade deficit has been enormous. It puts us at great risk over the long term. And I think he's got a good starting point here.
You know, the Chinese responded to the recent news by saying that they didn't want a trade war, but they would retaliate if the U.S. started one. How would the Chinese retaliate, and are we prepared to defend ourselves to whatever their response will be?
Well, one of the primary claims, there was a piece written, and Frank Gaffney and I talked about it last week on this program, that was in the Quixi magazine, published, I think, around 2011. And they listed a series of things that they would do, targeting us in financial warfare and economic warfare and so forth. One of the most serious ones that was mentioned is that they might begin to dump their holdings of our debt. And they threatened if we attack them economically, they could just ruin us financially.
Is that true? Can they?
Well, they do hold a huge amount of our debt, and we are dependent on ever-increasing amounts of debt because we continue to run deficits. We have almost $21 trillion worth of debt now, and we have to reborrow every year because that debt rolls off and we have to renew it on a continuing basis. And we also have enormous interest payments. So yes, they could damage us severely if they stop buying our debt and if they dumped it on the open market. But there, that would create new implications. China's not debt-free themselves. They're in pretty bad fiscal position in a lot of ways. And so if they wanted to escalate to that level, yeah, they could, and there'd be retaliations and problems, and it would get worse. I don't think that they'll do that over this trade issue, but they keep threatening it.
You know, Kevin, one of the things I think that is very striking about the conversation we're having on Trump tariffs, especially from the free traders and others, is the idea that, oh, goodness, Trump is going to start an economic war. Trump is going to start a trade war. But the reality, of course, as you've documented repeatedly at globaleconomicwarfare.com and in your books, is that we're already in an economic war. This is something that is constantly ongoing.
That's absolutely right. There's no doubt about it, and it's being acknowledged other places. For example, the Navy and Marine Corps put out a report that said that China is weaponizing capital that was referenced in The Hill just last week. They're using their financial means that they've acquired through intellectual property theft, through excessive trade, and sometimes unfair trade practices, and through bullying in other cases, and they're using that money to weaponize capital, and we are in an existing current trade war. The fact that the Trump administration acknowledges it is not a problem. It is a path to the solution. You first have to realize the problem that you have before you can deal with it.
If I'm sitting at home looking at my portfolio, what do I do when I hear news that Trump is preparing to respond to this economic warfare that we've faced over a period of, many years now? What's my best option?
Well, one of the first things you could have done is realize that if you read the book, The Art of the Deal, you realize that the way President Trump negotiates is he goes out and takes a very harsh position, and then he will typically back off from it achieve the objective he wants. He knows that if he takes a softer position to begin with, he'll never get to his objective. But if he goes well beyond what his desired objective is, he can back up. So what happened is the stock market sold off immediately. Trade war, worst panic, and so forth. Well, that created an opportunity for those who felt as if the president was going to take a more nuanced approach in the end, and they were able to buy it. I would be focusing on American. I would be pro-America in my investments. I would look for changes that if China were to no longer receive the enormous benefits of us looking the other way, there will be companies that will be impacted from that, and there will be other companies benefited from it.
I think I like the sound of that, that our investments should be pro-American. And how can the average investor do that? Are there options available if they want to say, I want to make sure that where I put my money is a place that's going to, help me financially, but it's also going to help America?
Well, we've been training financial advisors at the National Security Investment Consultant Institute, NSIC.org. And if you have a financial advisor, you should have them look into that, because we do provide information and training along those lines of how to invest more pro-America. And we're starting a television program, Economic War Room, and it'll be under economicwarroom.com, where we'll be putting up information on a regular and ongoing basis about the economic war and how Americans can respond to it.
Well, Kevin, that's all the time we have, but I'm really glad to be able to have you on, because there is no one better to help walk us through this economic battlefield. I would encourage all the listeners to check out globaleconomicwarfare.com. Kevin, thank you so much. This is Secure Freedom Radio, and we will be right back.